play you on, you know, and wet it, you know, and put that cloth in there, you know, and swallow it around. And she'd sort of put a little salt on it to keep it in there. And that, I mean, it'd stay soft.
It would.
Yes, sir. It wouldn't wash out. That's right.
Somebody told me that they dyed cloth with walnut.
Oh, yeah. And she'd take, oh, man, yes, sir. She took that and she took oak bark and trimmed it and make dye out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and them walnuts, man, yes, they're just different colors, you know.
It would be the, you can see the outside.
Outside,
the green,
outside, right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you call that?
Hull, the walnut hull.
You know, is that green or would it be a brown?
No, it'd be brown. That, you know, of course the outside would look green on the outside, but in that hull, you know, why it's brown. I mean, that get on your finger, you can hardly get it off. Right. Yes, sir. Brownish, you know, on the inside of it.
And she dye clothes with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure, that's right. Mm-hmm. You know, after them walnuts get in a certain stage, it's pretty well brown all the way through, you know. Mm-hmm. They're ripe then, you know.
And if she took a little piece of cloth to the store and to show what kind of she wanted for a dress, what would she call that?
A pattern. They would take a pattern to, you know, to see what kind, that, you know, they would want like that there. Mm-hmm.
And if it be just not so much a pattern as just a little piece like that?
Oh, yeah, just a little cloth, you know, why?
They would call
a sample?
Sample,
something like it, yes.
And so the sample would be small and the pattern would be...
Oh, yes, sir, large, that's right, yes, sir, yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
What would she wear outside over her dress to keep it clean?
Apron.
Did it come up?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. They'd wear them aprons on.
Up to the shoulder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Sure. That's right.
And other things that women would use, what if your mother went to town, what would she keep her coins in?
Old back a sack or something like that. A little old sack, yes, sir. Homemade sack or something other, yes, sir.
That would be just the same now as a...
purse or pocket, big billfold or something there, you know, like
and
that.
It would be sturdy enough you wouldn't lose the coins out?
Oh, you see, they know how to, you know, fold it down over the top and put them a drawstring in it. Mm. That's right. You put them a drawstring. They fold it over the top and sew it down around there and run that string through around there, you know, and they'd pull it too, you know. And it'd stay in there, you know, mm-hmm. Maybe tie it there. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Did she have anything that she'd wear around her wrists?
Well, some of them had bracelets, you know, bracelets on their arm, you know, mm-hmm. And then some beads.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about a pair of beads?
Pair of beads, yes, sir. That's just one string of beads, you know, that's got on a pair of beads. They call them a pair, but it'd just be one string of beads, you know, got on a pair of beads, yes.
Doesn't mean the same thing as a pair of mules, then.
Yes, right, yes, sir.
If somebody, if a woman liked to, spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, especially a young girl, and she'd do something with her hair and, you know, all the rest. How would you describe that? She sure likes to...
Comb my hair. Yes, sir. We got combing her hair, fixing her hair, you know, fixing it.
Did you ever call that primp?
Primping, of course. That's what they're most of doing there. They're primping their hair, you know.
Never say that about a man, would you? Would you ever say that about a man?
Well, when back at him, you know, and also he just say combing his hair. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, because he wouldn't do much prepping, he'd have it cut.
I see.
Yes, sir.
I see.
Yes, sir.
And the thing that you'd use to keep the rain off when you go walking?
He'd call it a umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And keep the sun off, what would you use?
A hat.